There's so much power in becoming. It's a journey. It's a process. It's an awakening. Friends, it's time to stop just talking about it and to start being about it. Welcome back to the Hypocrites and Hypochondriacs podcast gathering. If you are looking to be inspired and encouraged, you've come to the right place. Hello there, friends. I'm your host, Antea Evelina, and I am excited that you have joined us on our journey as we navigate through becoming to being all we were created to be. Good day, friends, because we are alive and we are still in the land of the living. I am so happy to bring this podcast in the month of March, which is Women's History Month. And I talked briefly about my very first podcast episode, which was my trailer that I released on March 5th, 2020. And at the time, what I did not know was we were about to go into a pandemic and our lives would change. The crazy thing about life and life changing is a lot of times it happens individual by individual, family by family, region by region, state by state, country by country. But with 2020, everybody on earth was feeling the pain of COVID-19. And it really was a journey that we all went through together, which I would say never has happened in my lifetime. And the relatives that I've talked to who have lived longer than I have, it has never happened in their lifetime, but we all were on the same page. And I think that's the beautiful thing about just doing life together and in it together. You saw that slogan all over TV, all over print media, in conversations on social media. People talked about being in it together because the playing field had been leveled, and it didn't matter what your social economic status was, you were affected by COVID-19. And I think way too often in life, we don't speak up about things that we see. We don't speak up about injustice if we don't feel it ourselves. And COVID-19 made it where we all felt some type of pain, but it was an awakening for everybody. And the biggest thing that came out of it was an awareness of how things really were. And pulse checks are so important. I can remember setting a date for my podcast, and it was actually supposed to launch in April, but I actually released my podcast early because it was a response to crisis. In that podcast episode, it was called Be a Conduit, and it talked about being a conduit for peace and positive change in challenging times. Because we were all reeling with what was happening, and it was new, and everybody was responding differently. And it talked about us having a responsibility as human beings to be there for one another. And way too often, somewhere along the line, we were born into competition. We were born where we were comparing. We were born where it was about us for no more. But the whole point of us existing on earth is for us to exist together. When you think about creation and you think about everything that has happened since then, it took people coming together collectively to make positive change. And if 2020 didn't do anything, which I know, God forbid, it did take some of our loved ones away from us. But what it did was it purged us. And what it did was it helped us to see the condition and the state that we were in. And I hope for it, we are better. And I do understand that, you know, troubling times happen. There's tragedy that strikes, but there is hope. But what we could do is we could be there for one another. I recently got some slack on Facebook for doing a post about not just asking someone else how another person is doing. And it wasn't a common courtesy, hey, how's your mom? Or hey, how's your son? Because people ask me how my son is doing all the time. They ask me how my in-laws are doing. They ask me how my grandmother's doing. And these are people who don't have relationships with these people. These are people who don't really know them that well. And they know that they exist. And so out of common courtesy, that's the right thing to do. My nail tech will ask me how my sister Brenda is doing. You know, that's totally fine. But my point was, when you see that people are missing in action and you don't reach out to them, that is wrong. There's a song that I remember from my childhood, and it was called Wounded Soldier. And our praise team did a dance routine to it. And it really was about just helping those others who are in the body of Christ who have fallen to the wayside just because of the cares of this world. And it talked about pouring the oil, and it talked about covering them with the blanket. And I think that we've gotten away from that because of competition. Everything goes back to a self-esteem issue. And I think when you don't know who you are, and when you don't know who you are in Christ, when you don't really know that when he started you, he finished you, and yet you're fully equipped and everything that you need is on the inside of you. When you don't realize your worth, then you discount yourself and then you compare everybody to you. This podcast exists just to be inspiration. It's not to be preachy. It's not to be long-winded. It's to be short and sweet. It's to be an espresso shot. It's to be just something that can pick you up in the middle of the day or start your day or end your day. I had a friend who would listen to my podcast and do devotionals with her children. It's not meant for it to be long-winded. It's meant for you just to bring up a subject, expound on it a little bit. And I love the idea of doing a devotion off of it. I see it as being a devotional type podcast that you can subscribe to and listen to. And I hope that you will. And I hope that you will share it with your friends. I want to say that I really, really want to do the best, not for me, but for those who are listening, because I know that life is hard and I know life is challenging. When I think about my journey, when I think about where I've come from, sometimes at night when I think about some of the things or the mistakes that I've made, it overwhelms me and I don't know where to start. And sometimes our happy thought is in another person. Sometimes our safe space is in another person. And if things are not right on the home front, or if there has been something that's shaken or rattled you, you don't know what to grasp for. And suicide is something that people contemplate on a regular basis. And that's why on this podcast, I have Mellow Mondays, because I learned about the Sunday Scaries. And so everything that I do on this podcast is a service to other people. But don't think that I don't understand, because I have my own struggles. I have my own journey. And that's why this is a journey that we're all on, and we're navigating through it together. And I hope that you will come along with me. Until next week, I love you all. Be safe. Peace.